Oh, this is Casey.
Hey, good afternoon. This is George from Local Splash, Casey. I'm giving you a call and a callback I promised myself about a month ago for your account cancellation. So do you have the time to have a word right now?
Sure.
All right, so Casey, we spoke about a month ago. You had mentioned about a month ago you were interested in canceling your service. You gave us the opportunity to basically try to give you the clients that you need and whatnot, and I promised you a callback for today, so I'm following up on that promise. So, Casey, just letting
you you also promised that you weren't going to take any money out of my account. You guys did anyway, so not sure about these promises.
You were charged for your service? How much were you charged?
$300, the same thing I'm always charged for.
$300. Let me take a look into that. When was that charge done?
I don't know, a week after we talked. Because you talked and said, well, we got to get this done now so it doesn't get charged. I said, okay.
A week after we talked. Let me take a look into that. One moment.
Yeah, I don't know, a week and a half after. And so, yeah.
So that should have been somewhere around mid-September, I assume. Alrighty, one second.
No, yeah, end of September, a couple weeks ago.
All right, still looking through. Sorry for that wait. One moment.
Yep.
All right, thank you so much for holding on here with me, Casey. So according towards the record, I see that you and I spoke exactly on September the 25th, and I see that exactly on that date is when there was a payment done for the billing cycle. Well, basically of that same amount, $299. In addition to that charge up to date, I don't see any other charges, so I'm assuming that you're speaking about that one there, of the one we were discussing, talking about on that day?
Yeah, I probably saw it right then. You know, a few days later, I was like, well, I guess that's a bunch of bull hucky.
Okay, so that's probably where the misunderstanding was at. So when I was referring to we were on the date that your charge went through. So the charge as far as any other charges is basically in addition to what was already charged. So at that point, I had already seen that there was a charge made. I was referring to any additional charges from that one is what I'm referring to or was referring to at that time.
Month ago, and you guys been charging me every single month, and then you call me to keep me on here because you have a bunch of my money sitting in an account that I can't have. How would you feel?
Oh no, yeah, I'm not saying.
What am I supposed to do? You guys have my money. You won't cancel my account. You won't give me the money back. You say, hey, we're amazing. I promise you everything, and then nothing happens. I'm sorry for getting upset, but what would you do if somebody was doing this to you?
No, yeah, like very understandably so. I see where you're coming from.
You know, I mean, it kind of comes down to, you know, you guys don't care. You're not going to get the money back. But, I mean, a small claims court doesn't cost anything. I know all the judges in town. Maybe they'll just do that, and then we can slander you that way. I'm just like, I'm kind of getting to the point that I'm just a little disappointed in you guys. Does that make sense?
I hear you. And, Casey, I definitely...
The charge is like... And... You know, you wait till the day the charge comes out to say, hey, I think I'd like to keep you as a client. When I've been waiting, I called the girl, told her that I wanted to cancel. She's like, okay, great. The cancel person will call you. Cancel person doesn't get a hold of me, so they just charge me again? What kind of, what, like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying, does this make sense at all? Like, could I do that? Like, you want windows? So I'm like, okay, great. Give me some money. And then you're like, oh, by the way, I don't want my windows anymore. I'm like, yeah, I'll call you and cancel your order. When I call you, I'll cancel your order. And then I don't get a hold of you, so I go ahead and charge you again. Does that make sense in any world?
Casey, just I understand your point, but just to, and I hate to say it, but would that happen on the same day? You requested your cancellation, we called you on that same day.
No, that is incorrect.
I'm looking at the record right now as we speak, right at it. You spoke with one of our representatives by the name of Arelli. I'm not sure if that name rings a bell. She notified us of your cancellation. We called you on that same day.
Look at everything. Yeah, she called me to do it. She's the one that waited a month to call me. She waited till the day that you guys were drawing it automatically, so there was no way to close it. I'm not saying you did it. I'm saying that the system did it. It put my number on her phone call list the day it was drawn, so they can make an extra $300, which makes no sense because you guys are a giant company. I'm just, and then you tell me that you guys have an account that has a bunch of money in it that I don't get access to unless I extend out my program with you. So I'm just a little confused here.
All right, so we're going in a circle as that. Let's just agree to disagree on that. Since I'm looking at the record, I don't think I'm going to convince you otherwise. Let's just skip through that. So, Casey, let's focus on the solution now. So at this point, with your frustration, I'm assuming that you are looking to proceed with the cancellation at this moment. Would you like to close off your account?
I would like you to credit my account for all the stuff you have in my name, and then I could cancel.
I could not promise a refund. Refunds, we actually don't do refunds. I could escalate the situation. It's not me personally. I'm not guaranteeing anything. I don't want to misinform you in any way, shape, or form. I cannot guarantee just simply based off of the fact that we do not do refunds, but I could escalate the situation to see if there's something that can be done. Again, clarifying, Casey, not a guarantee from my end, but I could let our financial team know the situation if you like.
That'd be great. I mean, the whole fact that there is unused advertising dollars building a balance in my account when I'm paying you guys to do advertising, and then you know that you're not going to refund it, doesn't that seem weird?
I'll report this over to Casey, and I'll let them know.
I'm asking you personally. Does that seem odd?
Well, first and foremost, Casey, I'm not aware of currently as we speak, you have no balance. Everything that you had was used throughout the month for us to, of course, take advantage of what was there, and that's already been used.
Can you please send me something that shows where it was all used?
Did you actually have
it over a PDF or something like that?
You actually have access to this information. If you log into your client dashboard, you have a login user and password. And in that dashboard, you're able to see, basically everything that's being used on your account.
Every time I log into that, it says, oh, you did this. It doesn't say anything about keep it. Like, I don't know how to read it. I don't know what it says. I have logged on to that, and it just doesn't make any sense.
In addition to that, I don't believe that there's any other method that we can send to you, but I'll request it also from our financial department. Again, Casey, don't want to misinform you, not guarantee that's actually going to happen, but I'll let them know what you're looking to get.
Okay.
So just before you go, Casey, I want to be clear on something very important. So since we're not canceling your account, you're saying that you don't want to cancel your account. I just want to give you the heads up.
No, I never said that.
You said that you first wanted to get credit and then cancel is what I understood.
So last time we talked, you said there's all this money in your account. Don't cancel. Let it run for a couple months. So there's a couple months worth of advertising in it. I'm like, well, then why would I get rid of it? You're not willing to refund it. So you're saying that we've spent all that advertising out. So how much did we spend this last month in dollars?
I don't have an exact amount for you, Casey. I hate to say it, but I don't have access to that kind of information. But again, I could report that over.
Okay, so you're just trying to resell me without any info. Is that correct? Is that your job? Or I don't know. I'm confused. I'm even more confused now.
I'm not trying to reach
you have that info.
Nothing, Casey. So let me explain myself.
Last time we talked, you had not... the info. So confused.
So Casey, let's go ahead and start from the very beginning. First and foremost, I'm not reselling you on nothing. I'm not telling you to stay. I'm not telling you to leave. I'm doing as you want me to do. If you want to stay, we can leave your account active. If you want to cancel, you can cancel it right now. I'm not trying to resell you on the service. I'm not trying to catch you on anything else. I'm just giving you the information as it is. So with that being said, Casey, I hope I was clear enough with that. I'm not selling you on anything at this point. So going back to the very beginning. So you were discussing a remaining balance that you at the beginning said you wanted that credited back to you. Are we on the same page so far?
Yeah. You said there is no balance.
Oh, Casey. Correct. And you and as the business owner and our financial team only have access to seeing basically what the budget is being used on. You of course have access through that through your dashboard. I personally, since I'm just the middleman, I'm here to provide you information. You can look at through the dashboard, but if you're saying it doesn't work, I could report that so we can report whatever error it is you're getting for you to have access to seeing that information.
You have no clue how much we spent last month.
Correct.
But you did the month before, you knew that there was a credit.
Right. Whenever there's a balance, I can see the balance on the account. But you're specifically asking what that's being used on. You're looking for an exact...
No, I want to know the dollar amount that was used. I don't care what it was on. I'd like to know how much was used. So do you know how much we had last time you talked?
I don't see what was used specifically for the past month, but I do see the entire history up to this moment, but not for the past month.
Well, it's whatever number you told me last time we talked. Plus whatever they take out every, you know, for the additional 300 that they charge the same day we talked. Right?
Your billing cycle is on the 25th of each month, correct?
So do you have notes there that say what you told me our balance was when we talked last?
So, Casey, you're not understanding me. So, again, I could give you an amount which has been used total for the entire time that you've been with us so far. I see total, but not breakdowns.
What's that number?
So, for Facebook ads, it's a total up to the moment as we speak, ever since you've been subscribed to Facebook ads, of $1,950.
Okay. And what other ads do we have with you?
Well, that's Facebook ads, and then it's the monthly cost of your local SEO. What local SEO is, it's basically your business in Google, which is included within that $300 a month.
So how much of that $300 a month is the SEO?
Let me pull up and see if I can see that. One sec. That's $199.
So we're spending $100 a month on Facebook ads.
Correct, which totals out to that $299. $300,
round it up. Yeah, So total through the whole life of this whole thing, we've spent how much? The 199 times 19 plus, or be actually 299 times 19 months, because we've been doing this for 19 months, right?
Correct.
So what is that number?
So the 199 times 19, that's 3,781.
So the whole cost of what we've done so far is $4,000 or $5,600 or something like that.
Approximately around that amount, yeah.
Okay, so that puts my cost per job around $1,000. That's what it cost me for you guys to get a job, because I've only had like four jobs for you guys. So yeah, no, let's go ahead and cancel it. That's not good enough. That's too much. I lose money on that. That explains part of the reason why my account so low. So yes, please cancel my everything.
Gotcha. All right. The account will be canceled within the next 10 minutes of this call, Casey. You'll be receiving an email confirmation of the cancellation of the accounts.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Thanks for working it through. Like I talked to you last time, I don't have the right language to ask you the right question.
Oh, that's okay. So. I hear you. It can be very confusing. I agree. Even I get confused at times. It's understandable.
Okay. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.